Now we hear at the beginning of the gospel today that Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going back to God, rose from supper. Jesus is motivated by this knowledge of where he is from and where he is returning to. And so it is, this gift of the priesthood is meant to be a kind of mediator between God and man, reminding humanity where we are from and where we are meant to go. This is what the preface of the Eucharistic prayer at the Chrism Mass tells us. It says, "By the anointing of the Holy Spirit, Father, you made your only begotten Son, High Priest of the new and eternal covenant. And by your wondrous design, we're pleased to decree that his one priesthood should continue in the church. For Christ not only adorns with the royal priesthood the people he has made his own, but with a brother's kindness, he also chooses men to become sharers in his sacred ministry through the laying on of hands." Describing for us the difference between the priesthood of the baptized and the ministerial priesthood that is given through the sacrament of ordination. The prayer continues, "They," that is these ministerial priests, "are to renew in his name the sacrifice of human redemption, to set before your children the paschal banquet, to lead your holy people in charity, to nourish them with the word, and strengthen them with the sacraments. As they give up their lives for you and for the salvation of their brothers and sisters, they strive to be conformed to the image of Christ himself and offer you a constant witness of faith and love." So Jesus at the Last Supper is beginning his final act, his completion of what it means for him to be the high priest. We talked about that a little bit on Palm Sunday, that Jesus entering into his holy city is both king and priest, priest going up to the altar to offer sacrifice. And the language that he uses at the Last Supper is language of sacrifice. "This is my body given for you. This is my blood poured out for you." His great mission as high priest is to reconcile us to God, remembering where he is from and where he is going, returning back to God. He institutes the Holy Eucharist. He begins his sacrifice and memorializes it for us and establishes a priesthood to continue this one sacrifice in the church for the salvation of many. So just as Jesus is the one mediator between heaven and earth, so the ministerial priesthood has been given to us for this purpose, as a mediator between God and man, bringing the holy things of God to the church and bringing the prayers of the church back to God, reminding us where we are from and where we are meant to go. This is one of the reasons why in our church we have preserved this discipline of priestly celibacy. Because it's meant as a sign, a way of life in which the priest gives up his own life conformed to the image of Christ, as we heard in that preface, in a way that points us to the ultimate reality of heaven. Priest giving up marriage and family gives up one of the greatest gifts on this earth as a signpost to what our destiny is, what we are made for. Complete union, not with merely another human being, but with God Himself. Jesus established this holy priesthood in order to continue His sacrifice in the church. Now Jesus rose from that supper and said, and did what we know that was an example of utter humility, taking the task of a slave, washing His disciples' feet. And afterwards He said, "I have given you a model to follow, so that as I have done for you, you should also do." He means it for the priests. He means it for all who will call themselves disciples of Jesus. But I am sure that your experience of ministerial priests has fallen woefully short of this model that Jesus has given us, myself included. The purpose of this liturgy, however, is not to draw attention to the priest himself. I confess and I repent of my neglects, of my lack of charity, my selfish concern that so often enters into my days, my decisions, my thoughts, my actions. But in the liturgy, it's not about this priest that is before you, because every priest acts in the person of Jesus Christ in the liturgy. This is why we need the ministerial priesthood above all, to know that Jesus is with us, that He is acting, that He is giving us His grace and His life through the sacraments. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, it is not I who wash your feet, but Jesus Christ Himself who washes your feet, all of you, through the example of 12. Jesus said, "I have given you a model to follow, so that as I have done for you, you should also do." Where could we ever find the strength to love like Jesus loved? How could it ever be possible for us to pretend or to dare that my love is like Jesus' love? The only way that I can conceive of that as being possible is if Jesus' very life is in me. And it's no longer I who live, but Him who lives and acts in me. And how can that happen? Only if He gives His life to us. We can't take it, right, and receive it for ourselves, but only if He gives it. And the mystery of the Holy Eucharist, which was inaugurated at that Last Supper, which we commemorate tonight, is precisely this gift. Jesus giving us His own life, becoming the victim, the one who is both offering the sacrifice and the one who is sacrificed, the priest and the victim at the same time. He gives us this sacred meal in which we take part of the flesh of the offering, just as the Israelites took part in the flesh of the lamb that was sacrificed. We take part in the flesh of Jesus, His body and blood. His life given for us that we might have life, and that the love with which we love is no longer ours but His, because He is truly living in us. The preface of tonight's Mass says this: He, Jesus, is the true and eternal priest who instituted the pattern of an everlasting sacrifice and was the first to offer Himself as the sacred victim, as the saving victim. commanding us to make this offering as his memorial, as we eat his flesh that was sacrificed for us, we are made strong. And as we drink his blood that was poured out for us, we are washed clean. Jesus wanted to make his bride washed, purified, and clean. His bride, the church. This is the meaning of this ritual of the washing of the feet. And it is fulfilled. It happens, not just ritually, but truly, when he sheds his blood on the cross. And then we have the opportunity to have that blood once again poured out upon us. So we receive Holy Communion, the Holy Eucharist, to be made clean and to allow the life of God to live in us. I have given you a model to follow, so that as I have done for you, you should also do. This is a high call. Do you want to overcome your selfishness? Do you want to love truly from the heart? Do you want to seek the good of others rather than be stuck in self-concern? Do you truly want to love as Jesus loves? Then remember where you are from and where you are returning to. Then adore the revelation of love made present for us in the sacrifice of Jesus and in the Holy Eucharist. And every time you approach that gift of his body and blood, make sure that you are making a worthy Holy Communion, not aware of any grave sin on your soul that is unconfessed. He gives us food for the journey. He gives us the sacrament of charity so that we can love as he loves. He gives us his own life so that he can live and love in us.